Final Test, Part 3.
In 1954, Roger Bannister, an amateur athlete, ran 1 mile in a record-breaking 4 minutes. Tim Campbell, a sports historian, is here in the studio to talk about this epic achievement. Tim, Bannister was 25 when he made his attempt on the 4-minute mile, which is not young for an amateur athlete.
That's right. But he expected the summer of 1954 to be his last competitive season, so he probably wasn't going to get another chance to go for the record. Also, it was going to be a big year for athletics, with 2 major international events, and this was a perfect environment for creating new records. Everyone wanted the 4-minute barrier to be smashed, and Bannister felt he was the one to do it.
But he knew he couldn't do it alone. He'd need a lot of help. How did he prepare for the attempt?
Up to that point, he'd done all his training alone and raced alone. I mean, normally in a big competition, a runner would race as part of a team. But Bannister preferred to do everything on his own. Then, in the winter of 1953, that all changed. Perhaps he'd mellowed a bit. Anyway, he spent every lunchtime training with a group of runners on a track near his work, and 2 other athletes who were going to support him in his attempt on the record joined him at weekends for longer training sessions. In December 1953, the 3 runners developed a new intensive course, and over the next 3 months managed to increase their speed. By April, a month before the first race, they were making good progress, but still not reaching their target. However hard they tried, they just weren't quite fast enough. They were stuck, and the training wasn't helping anymore.
So what did they do? Did they give themselves a holiday?
Yes, but they did something rather stupid on the face of it. Bannister and 1 of the other runners went to Scotland for a few days climbing. This probably did them more harm than good physically, because they did hard climbs using the wrong muscles. Then there was an accident. 1 of them fell. And though neither of them was hurt, they suddenly realised what risks they were taking and thought they'd better go back. They hadn't slept much, and they'd had pretty irregular meals. But the amazing thing is, when they started training again, their times were really good, better than they could have hoped. I suppose all they needed was a change and a bit of excitement.
After that, did they decide when to try for the 4-minute mile?
Yes. There was a major event taking place in Oxford on the evening of the 6th of May. It was a race between 2 top amateur athletics teams and the first opportunity of the year to go for the record. In April, Bannister decided that that was when he'd make the attempt. Poor Bannister. He got into an awful state. I've read his memoirs, and he says that every night in the week before the race, when he was trying to get to sleep, he saw himself at the starting line, and his whole body would start trembling. Then he'd start going over the race in his head. I can imagine what it must have been like.
But there were other problems, weren't there?
Oh, yes. The race was an outdoor event, and the weather was terrible. Strong winds, rain. Bannister knew that if the wind didn't drop, the chances of success were practically nil. He says in his memoirs that he travelled to Oxford early on the day of the race, and when he went to look at the track, the wind was almost gale force, bad enough to slow him by 1 second a lap. It must have seemed absolutely hopeless, but he didn't give up. When his 2 fellow runners arrived in the afternoon, the wind didn't seem quite so bad. But then there was a shower of rain. Can you imagine how nerve-wracking all that must have been?
The race must have been nail-biting. And I suppose Bannister couldn't make the final decision whether to go for the record or not until the last minute.
It's my opinion that Bannister had made his mind up months before. He just didn't know how much he was going to have to do. It was certain there'd be a big crowd of spectators, whatever the weather, and that was important to him. He was prepared for failure, and he believed that failure was as exciting to watch as success, so long as the effort was absolutely genuine. But I cannot imagine the sort of mental agony an athlete like Bannister must go through before he makes an effort of that sort of magnitude. Miraculously, the wind died down just before the race began. Bannister gave the signal for his final decision, and the rest is history. The plan that the 3 runners had made for the race went like a dream, and Bannister crossed the finishing tape in 3 minutes, 59 seconds.